I have a question. So, would you consider pilgrimage? How would you consider pilgrimage of this modern world? Like, if we take the plane there, would it consider if we go by bus? Would it consider pilgrimage?
How much can you get away with? Still be a pilgrimage?
Is that still a pilgrimage? That's what I'm, exactly what I'm asking. I'm not really good at walking long distance.
Well, nowadays.
Bicycle is allowed. Bicycle counts.
Yeah, there you go. Bicycle count. I mean, nowadays there's a direct flight from Bangkok to Bodh Gaya or to Gaya. The Gaya airport is 10 miles from Bodh Gaya. So, people will go for the day from Bangkok. It's different. So, a lot of it is how one holds it and what one's purpose is. Gajan Jayasaro, the last couple of years he's been going for his birthday. He usually tries to do something special on his birthday. So he'll go do a pilgrimage, but then he'll go and make offerings at schools in Bodh Gaya and try to support some schools there, and so he'll go for like 2 days or 3 days. And you can, you fly right there and get on the plane, go back again.
Maybe 10 miles from the airport to the site. That would do it.
Well, even that, yeah.
But it's also nice to, if you have the opportunity to go to save some time, to savor it and really enjoy it. Because I've been to India twice, and the first time I had a couple of months. I could just go to Bodh Gaya and stay for 3 weeks and just kind of go back and forth, little bits and pieces, settled in, studied the Dhammacakka Sutta, and just really got into the contemplative side. And then the next time I went, which was on more of a quick tour from Thailand for just 2 weeks to all the holy sites, it was interesting and it was good in its own way, but you just don't have the opportunity to kind of really sink into it. So.